Amen. What a privilege to have Sister Annie's granddaughters with us this morning. Amen. They have come to be with us, and we're so thankful to have them with us today. I'd like to say to you that are here, maybe the first time, some of you hadn't been here in a while, we want you to feel welcome. Amen. Want you to feel welcome in the house of God. Praise the Lord. Amen. So we appreciate you coming. In the book of St. Luke's Gospel this morning, I'd like to read in the 7th chapter. Amen. You Bible readers this morning are familiar, no doubt, with these scriptures. This is what I have on my heart today. 7th chapter of the book of St. Luke, 11th verse. Came to pass the day after that he went into a city called Nain, and many of his disciples went with him, and much people. And when he had came nigh to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother, and she a widow. She was a widow, and much people of the city was with her. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her, and said unto her, Weep not. And he came and touched the bier. And they that bare him stood still, and said, And he said, Young man, I say unto thee, arise. And he that was dead sat up and began to speak, and he delivered him unto his mother. And there came a fear on all. And they glorified God, saying that a great prophet is risen up among us, and that God hath visited his people. Would you ask the Lord to touch us this morning? Amen. Father, we praise you today and glorify you again, God, this opportunity, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Appreciate you, Lord, this morning. Hallelujah. Speak to us, Lord, today. Amen. Let us, God, hear from heaven. We'll honor you and praise you, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm preaching this morning on a visitation for a hopeless situation. Amen. A visitation for a hopeless situation. Amen. And I'd like to start off here this morning by telling us attitude and the spirit of our world today. Everywhere you look and you hear people talk, we are in a time where a lot of folks has lost hope. Amen. There's a lot of people around the world today. It seems like, amen, their spirits are down. And we're seeing a lot of folks this morning that's lost their hope. And when you look at it through the natural eyes this morning, I wrote down a few things here in my mind. Our government returning back to the fear of God seems hopeless. Amen. Our society returning back to a godly standard of morals seems hopeless. Amen. The institution of marriage, as we have known it always to be between one man and one woman, now, it seems like we're in a society today where that seems like another situation that looks hopeless. Amen. And the rights of the unborn children, praise God, looks like that's a situation that looks hopeless. Not here this morning to preach to us a gloomy message today. I'd like for the Lord, amen, to stand by us just for a little bit here to tell you. Amen. A visitation for a hopeless situation. That's what we need. Amen. We need a visitation from the Lord. Praise God. Amen. And it seems like, amen, we're abroad across the land. We're experiencing so many, amen, that are facing, look like hopeless times in their life, in our personal level. Amen. We are having situation oftentimes in our own lives that seems to be overwhelming. Even sometimes we're in despair, not knowing, amen, which way to turn or what to do, amen. For us in our own lives, sometimes things look hopeless, praise God, amen. But what's so great this morning about the Bible, we have a Bible here today that is filled, amen, with stories of hopeless situations, praise God. You can find one, amen, and throughout this word that no doubt maybe you in your life can identify with. Amen. But I found, amen, throughout the scripture, folks that dealt with these things, I found Noah. Praise God. We looked there at Moses. We saw Gideon. Amen. We saw David. The scripture, the pages are filled with stories, amen, of people that have faced tragedies in crisis, people, amen, that's struggling, praise God, in their own life, in their own situation, praise God. And I thought, amen, this morning we find in the book of Psalms, David for one in 18 and 6 said, in my distress I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God, and he heard my voice out of his temple and my ears before him, amen, even unto his, praise God, ears. My cry came before him. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm thankful today, amen, that we can find, praise God, God is a God that will come to us. And God will, amen, see and visit us. Glory to God. Amen. We have promise after promise throughout his word. Amen. If we'll wait on him, we'll have patience with God. Amen. He will come. Praise God. He will see where we are. Amen. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. You know the story, amen, so very well. Praise God. Amen. But this situation that we've read to you this morning, praise God, concerning, amen, here the Bible tells us this widow woman, amen, had only one son. Amen. The Bible tells us they were having a funeral procession, amen, for her only son. Praise God. And as they were having this funeral procession, amen, we find, amen, the Lord came and paid them a visit. Amen. You look there in that 16th verse, in that very last portion of that 16th verse, the Bible said that God hath visited his people. Amen. Praise God. In this situation that looked hopeless to this mother, amen, they were going to the cemetery to bury her only son. Praise God. The Lord saw her, amen, and saw the condition that she was in. And the Bible said that the Lord had compassion on her. Yeah. Glory to God. And said unto her, weep not. Glory. Amen. And the Bible said he came and he touched the bar. Amen. And they that bare him stood still. And he said, young man, I say unto thee, arise. Amen. He that was dead sat up and began to speak. And he delivered him unto his mother. Praise God. What a miracle. What a miracle. Amen. In a day that looked dark, in a day that didn't look like there was no hope, praise God, amen, here come the Lord. Amen. Decided to pass by. Amen. If there, amen, was a lady, amen, that was in a hopeless situation. Amen. But thank God, God came, amen, to pay her a visit that day. Amen. How many here are witnesses this morning, praise God, of God coming by, amen, and giving you a visit. Amen. In times when it looks dark, in times when it seems we're in despair, amen, trouble is in all about us. Amen. And we're needing God. Amen. And God shows up right on time. Amen. Right when we need him to come. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. I'm thankful this morning, amen, that God knows about us today. Amen. There was a writer in the scripture said, I looked all around me.
Praise God, I looked before me, I looked behind me. Amen, I looked everywhere to try to perceive him. Amen, but he said I couldn't see him anywhere. Amen, he said, but this one thing I know. Amen, he said, he knoweth the way that I take. Amen, and when he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Amen, you know what he said? Amen, when this trial is over, praise God, somewhere in the midst of my trial and my storm, amen, Jesus is going to come, amen, and bring deliverance. Jesus is going to pay me a visit. Amen, I read him the word where he said, weeping may endure for a night. Amen, but joy cometh in the morning. Oh, thank God for that visitation of the Lord in the midnight hour when it seemed like all hope is lost. Praise God, I find a God, amen, brother, that sees us and knows where we are. Oh, hallelujah. Amen, it was dark and the seas were high and the storm was, amen, on a rage. Glory to God. No, amen, it was darkness all around those disciples. Glory. Amen, looked like, amen, that they were about to go under. The storm was so boisterous. Oh, amen, they were fretting in their heart. Glory to God, fear had got a hold of them. Can you agree with me that we're in a time, amen, where fear is gripping the hearts of so many today? Amen, fear. Oh, and those disciples was fearful. Praise God, but oh, about that midnight hour, amen, in the darkness of the night, amen, when they were least expecting, praise God, amen, the waves were at an all-time high. Oh, they were beating against that ship. Praise God, looked like they were about to go under. Amen, but on top of the tip, top of those waves, amen, I see Jesus. Praise God, as he's beginning to walk to where those disciples are. Amen, looked like it was hopeless, Sister Connie. Amen, but Jesus came to where they were. Amen, he paid them a visit. Oh, glory to God. Amen, and I thought, amen, that same comforting Savior, amen, that looked at this little widow woman that was going to bury her son, amen, and said, weep not. Amen, he looked at those same disciples, amen, as they were in that terrible storm, and he said, be not afraid. Amen, he said, it is I. Hallelujah. Be not afraid. Amen, he looked at those boisterous waves, and he said, peace, be still. Amen. Oh, and at the voice and at the word of the Savior, amen, those waves become immediately calmed. I'm here to preach to somebody today. All you need is a visitation from the Lord. It don't matter how dark it's been. It don't matter how high the waves are. Amen. All you need is a visitation from the Savior. Amen. For the Lord to pass by. Amen, brother, and he can fix it. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. I read the story, amen, of a Florence Chadwick, 1952. Praise God. Her goal was to swim the channel to the east coast of California. Amen. And there that day, in the numbing cold water, amen, she slipped down into the water, praise God, and she could barely see the boat that had accompanied her for the dense fog that was all around. Amen, several times during her swim, a rifle was fired to keep the sharks away. Amen, she swam for 15 hours before she asked to be taken out of the water. Her trainer encouraged her to keep going, saying she was very close to the land. But Florence was no stranger to long distance swimming. She had been the first woman to swim the English Channel in both directions. But this day, amen, she neared the coast of California. All she could see was the fog. Amen. She was exhausted. She began to feel discouraged, thinking she was not going to be able to make it. Florence gave up just a half a mile from her goal. Amen. In an interview after the swim, she was quoted by saying this: "I'm not excusing myself, but if I had only been able to see the land, I might have made it." Amen. But what was it that caused Florence to give up that day? Amen. Was it because the water was cold? No. Amen. Was it because, amen, of exhaustion and fear? No. The reason she failed to reach her goal was because of the fog. Amen. 2 months later, she swam that same place. Amen. And she was able to see where she was going. Amen. I want to tell us today, amen, in those times of our life, amen, where it seemed like there's no hope, amen, looks like the fog settles all around us, amen, and we can't see ahead of us. Oh, friend, amen, don't give in, don't give up, hold on, amen, keep your courage, glory to God, amen. I feel like you've come this far because the Lord's been looking after you. I read this story and I thought about, amen, there the story says they fired a rifle several times, amen, to keep the sharks away from this woman. Amen. You don't understand and realize how often that the Lord, in the midst of your hopeless situation, has kept you, amen, from the devil coming to sift you as wheat. Help me this morning. Amen. The Lord said, "Peter, the devil has desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat." He said, "But I have prayed for thee, amen, that thy faith fail thee not." You don't know how many times that the Savior has rose up in your defense. In the times that the enemy has desired to have you and to sift you, amen, the Savior of glory, amen, stands up and says, "Oh no, amen, he belongs to me. Amen, she is mine." Hallelujah. Amen. They might be in trouble, amen, but I'm going to come to them. I'm going to give them a visit. I'm going to help them in their time of trouble. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. A visitation from the Lord. Oh, we'll fix a lot of things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Haven't you noticed when seem like folks get into storms and dark places and look like hopeless situations? Amen. It seems that the enemy would like to drive them away, praise God, from where they can get their help. Help me, Lord. Amen. Praise God. Oh, amen. But if we'll just understand this morning, praise God, we're going to make it. We have to have a visit with God. We have to stay in communion with the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. My foot almost slipped, the writer said. Amen. Said when I looked and I saw the prosperity of the wicked. Amen. I got my eyes on those things out yonder. He said, but it was until I went into the sanctuary of the Lord. He said, I understood then. Praise God, when I got into that place where I can visit with God. Amen, brethren, the fog sort of lifted. Amen, and things begin to get clearer. Amen, when I got into the presence of the Lord, I understood better then. Oh, hallelujah. I feel like Amen. It may seem like it's been a hopeless situation. Amen. It may seem like it's been a gloomy time. But when you get where God is, amen, brother, he'll drive away. Hallelujah. Those things, amen, that seem to be blocking our vision. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Young man, I say unto thee, arise. He that was dead sat up and began to speak, and he delivered him unto his mother. I very well doubt there was one person there that day that would have ever thought in their mind that that was possible. Praise God. But I want to tell you this morning, we sit in the house of God so many times, and if we're not careful, we'll sit here and we'll forget God is a God of the impossible. We'll sit in the presence of God and we'll let these things overwhelm us to the place. We'll overlook the fact the Bible said with men things are impossible, but with God, all things are possible. Glory to God. I doubt any of these that was there that day thought this could be possible. But oh, amen, they didn't realize. Praise God, he was, amen, that one that could give life. Amen, and he stepped there close to where that fire was. Amen. He reached out and he touched that casket. And he said, young man, I say unto thee, arise. I'm talking about a man that his blood had done quit flowing in his veins. Amen. He had done turned cold. It looked like it was hopeless. Amen. But that deaf ear, when the Savior said, young man, I say unto thee, arise. Amen. That voice of authority. Amen. That man that has all power in heaven and in earth. Hallelujah. Amen. He heard that voice. Glory to God. A visitation. Glory to God. That's all you need. Hallelujah. Testimony after testimony of folks that have told us about God coming to where they were. You wouldn't be here today if it hadn't have been for that divine visit of the Lord. Oh, glory to God. Amen. Sometimes when I'm, amen, least expecting, hallelujah, he'll show up. Oh, glory. Look like I'm just sometimes in a place where, amen, you ever heard yourself get all, your nerves get all, amen, wound up, praise God. Amen. You got all this fretting and things on your mind. Amen. All of a sudden, in the midst of all of that, praise God, I hear that little still small voice. Amen. That begins to speak. Hallelujah. Peace be still. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. And that good presence of the Lord, amen, will come down to where we are, amen, and begin to minister to us. That's what we need today. Hallelujah. Some few years ago, amen, hallelujah, there was an individual that I knew, praise God, was in a low place. They needed help from God, amen, and it seemed that they had got into a place where they felt like they couldn't get no help. Amen. I don't know whether you've ever been there or not. Amen. But the devil will convince you if you listen to him long enough. Amen. That you're never going to climb out. And that you're never going to get out of that place. Glory to God. Amen. This individual looked at me and he said, Brother Smith, he said, you can't get over this in a day or two. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I understood I had never walked down that road where he was going through. Praise God. But through the preaching and through the Holy Ghost, through the dealing of God, amen, I felt, amen. And you know, as a shepherd is, amen, somebody that God deals with to preach, amen, sometimes God will help us to understand, amen, who he's trying to reach out to. Praise God. And I felt strong, amen, that God was speaking to this individual. God was dealing with them. Praise God. They said, Brother Andrew, you can't get over this in a day or two. I looked at them. I said, I've got one question I would like to ask you. I said, have you felt God pull at you? Have you felt the Holy Ghost deal with you? Praise God. They hung their head. They said, yes, I have. I said, that's the only way out. Glory to God. Amen. The only thing you need, the devil will come to tell us we can't get over it. Praise God. But I want to tell you, when God comes and the Spirit of the Lord begins to draw, hallelujah, it don't matter how high that mountain seems. It don't matter, amen, what the situation looks like. Praise God. If the Spirit of the Lord beckons and deals, there ain't no mountain too high that God can't carry you over the top of it. All you need is a visitation from the Lord. Hallelujah. If God will come on the scene, brother, amen, brother, he'll take you by the hand and he'll walk you right through your valley. He'll help you to come right through that place, amen. Oh, glory to God. Amen. Through the years, praise God, we've had to depend on that visitation from the Lord. Glory to God. Brother Smith went up to his young son that died in a horrific accident. Praise God. Got ran over by an automobile. Praise God. And his life was taken out from this world. Amen. And Brother Smith was overwhelmed in his heart. Praise God, with grief. And oh, he said he went, amen, just down and amen, burdened with grief. And he went, amen, to the visitation that night. Praise God. He said he was just so grief-stricken. Praise God. He said, amen. He walked up to the casket to his son that had been taken out at an early age. And he said, brother, he said, when I stepped up to that casket, he said, I wasn't expecting it. He said, I was just so grief, amen, stricken. He said, I just wasn't even expecting it. He said, but when I walked up to there, he said, the Holy Ghost of God came over me. Praise God. That comforting power of God overshadowed me. Praise God. He said, I began to speak in a heavenly language. Glory to God. That comforting power. Amen. Right in that time, amen, he needed him most. Amen. God came on the scene and paid him a visit. Hallelujah. Amen. Your ways, amen, are not hid from the Almighty. Amen. God sees you today. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Brother Andrew, I don't know how much more I can take. I've come to tell you this morning, amen, God knows exactly what your limit is. He said, I will not suffer you to be tempted above that you're able. He said, but I will with the temptation also make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it. Amen. The Lord's going to come. Wait on him. Don't get, amen, weary. Don't get tired. Don't give up. Amen. Just keep staying in there, waiting on the Lord. He'll come. And the scripture said he will come right on time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This woman said, I'm going to the cemetery. But God said, no, you're going back home. Praise God. And your son's going back home with you. Glory to God. What a difference a visitation makes from the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I was praying over throughout the night. Glory to God. And every time we come to the house of worship, I ask God, I say, Lord, amen. It will be in vain if we go to that place and we don't have a visitation of you. Amen. But I felt the Lord, the nearness of God among us this morning. There are folks here today. Praise God. God wants to come to where you are personally. Pay you a visit.
Glory to God. Nobody can wrap their arms around you and comfort you like God. Nobody can speak even to your storms and your hopeless situation. Glory to God. This scripture's been running over and over and over in my mind, and I just can't get away from it just lately. Praise God. When the Lord said to Ezekiel, said, Ezekiel, what do you see? He said, Lord, all I see is a valley of dry bones. Glory to God. And he said, they look like they're exceedingly dry. Amen. Everywhere I look is just a valley of bones. Hallelujah. And the Lord spoke to Ezekiel and said, Ezekiel, I want you to understand what you're looking at. You're looking at Israel. And Israel says, our hope is lost. That's what they said to themselves. We don't have no more hope. Our parts are cut off from among us. Amen. But the Lord said, Ezekiel, can these bones live? Amen. Hallelujah. And he said, Lord, thou knowest. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't feel like the Lord gave me this message in vain this morning. Amen. It don't matter how hopeless it looks. Amen. There's a God of heaven that sees and knows this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, thou knowest. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, Ezekiel, a prophesy under them bones. Amen. I feel like preaching to somebody. Oh, ye dry bones, hear ye the word of the Lord. The Lord said, live. Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord said, I will come. The Lord said, I'll give you a visit. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Lift your hands and praise the Lord this morning. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. A visitation, a visitation. Glory to God, glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah, I believe I'd praise Him. I believe I'd praise Him. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, blessed be the Lord. Blessed be the Lord. Blessed be the Lord. Blessed be the Lord. Hallelujah. Sister Annette, I'm going to use you for an example this morning. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Sister Annette come to the house of God just not long ago. Amen. She said, you know, she said, I was sitting at home today. She said, thought about church tonight. She said, I thought about, well, maybe I'll go, maybe I won't go. Praise God. And she said, the Lord dealt with her and spoke into her heart. Amen. And God said to her, isn't there something that you've been wanting me to do for you? She said, that's all it took. She said, I got up from where I was and I made my way to the house of God. Amen. Praise God. Sister Annette, God's going to visit. I said, get ready. God's going to visit. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, glory. Amen. I thought I was almost through. Amen. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Bethlehem.
Abraham, amen, was experiencing a drought. I mean, there was no bread in Bethlehem, Judah. Elimelech said to his wife Naomi and to his two sons, he said, let's leave Bethlehem and go down to Moab. Amen. And they left Bethlehem and went down to Moab. Amen. There in Moab, amen, Elimelech's two sons died. Amen. But all of a sudden, amen, down yonder in the land of Moab, amen, there came a message to the ears of Naomi. Amen. Do you know what that message was? Amen. Said, there is bread back down yonder in Bethlehem. Amen. God is visiting his people again. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Back yonder in Bethlehem, God's a passing by. Back yonder in Bethlehem, God's ascending by. A visitation of the Lord. Amen. It was dry. All there was a drought. But all of a sudden, the rain started falling. All of a sudden, amen, brother, there was bread in Bethlehem again. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brother Savage said, what do you do when you have a crop failure? Glory to God. What do you do when you have a crop failure? Elimelech said, let's go down to Moab. But you know what some of them done? They hadn't had no rain. It was a drought. Praise God. Amen. They sunk their plow in dry dirt.
Amen.
And they didn't see no clouds of rain nowhere. But they sunk their plow in the midst of that dry dirt. And they plowed on. And they plowed on. And they plowed with hope. I said they plowed with hope. They kept on plowing, sister. Praise God. They didn't see no rain. But they kept on plowing. They plow with hope. Till after a while, Brother Jerry, the clouds started moving in again. Glory to God. That looked like was hopeless. There ain't no use in us sowing no seed right now. There ain't been no rain in a while. Oh, Holy Ghost, help me right here. Ain't no use in me lifting my hands and praising God. Amen. There ain't been no rain in a while. I believe I'd praise him anyhow. Oh, glory to God. Amen. It seemed like I've been in a dry place for a while. I believe I'd praise him anyhow. Oh, all we need is a visitation. Amen. From the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Friend. If we'll get that, it'll make a difference. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. I believe I'd lift my hand one more time and praise him. Praise him. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Naomi said, I heard that God's visiting his people. I believe I'll go back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen, sister. Glory to God. Amen. They made their way back. And all of a sudden, handfuls of purpose got to dropping out. And the Lord got to visiting his people again. Hallelujah. All you need in your hopelessness is a visitation from God. It'll cause all them clouds to roll away. Oh, hallelujah. Isaiah was in the temple in the year that King Uzziah died. His heart was grief-stricken. His leader was gone. Isaiah was there in that temple. Glory to God. I don't know who else was there. I didn't read about nobody else except Isaiah. But he said, while I was in that temple, he said, in the year King Uzziah died,
In the midst of my grief and all of that hopelessness, he said, I saw the Lord. And I saw him high and lifted up. Praise God. And his train filled the temple. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I wonder how you see him this morning. I wonder how you see him. Children of Israel, help me, Holy Ghost. I'm coming to a close right here. The children of Israel saw him as a God that brought them through the Red Sea, that brought them across the water, a God that brought them out with a high hand. But when they got out there, brother, where they didn't have leeks and melons and onions, they got out there in that hard desert, in that wilderness. All of a sudden, the God that they one time knowed as God, they started limiting him. They started limiting him. I want to preach to you this morning. All you need is for the Lord to pass by, give you a visitation. He's still God. He's a God that brought them out of Egypt, across the Red Sea, and brought them through that wilderness. God is still God today. It don't matter what it is. Hallelujah. I want every head bowed. Now you stand with us all over the house of God this morning. Somebody come to the music, if you will. Oh, glory. A visitation in your hopeless situation. I felt the Lord deal with me. Glory to God. How long has it been since you had a visitation with the Lord? Glory to God. I know I'm not just talking to one person right now, and I want you to know that. I'm talking to several many that I've talked to just in the last little while. Some of you, is your first time coming here, probably in a few years. I've talked to you, and I've heard about, look like all that is compassed round about us. Praise God. That hopelessness, it looks like that you've been going through. The Lord's sending you a message today. You'll get right where he is and have a visit with God. God can bring you out of it. God can help you. They said, by the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. Said we wept when we remembered Zion. Said they led us away captive. They required of us a song. How can we sing a song, the Lord's song, in a strange land? I want to tell you how you can sing right on. You get in the presence of God. Get a visitation from the Lord. While every head is bowed this morning, wonder as we give an invitation today, who among us, and I feel like this morning I haven't preached it as well as I'd love to, but I wonder who among us this morning, Brother Andrew, it's been a while since I've had a visitation with Jesus. Hallelujah. We've got some among us this morning that knows what it is to have a communion with God. You sit right down with him and commune with him. We've got some among us this morning, listen to me closely, some among us that find themselves in a backslidden condition. It don't matter how far you down this morning. All you need is a visitation from the Lord. The Lord's extending a visitation to somebody this morning. And I would like to ask you, will you respond to him today? Will you respond to God? Say, yes, Lord, I'd like to sit down. And I'd like to commune with you again. I'd like to visit with you as friend with friend. Hallelujah. I know you've heard this, and I'm going to say it as I'm coming to a close. Praise God. believe Brother Bill Prescott told us this several many years ago. He said, Reverend Franklin Graham also had another preacher that preached with him many years together as they ministered. That other minister backslid on God and went back into the world. Many years later, they had an interview with that same man, way up in his age. And I believe he was getting ready to die. Somebody asked him, said, I want to ask you, what caused you to fall out with Jesus? What caused you to turn away from Jesus? He gave them a reason why. They were coming to the end of their interview. And that old man looked at them people with tears in his eyes. And he said, but there's one thing I want to tell you. He said, I miss communion and talking with Jesus. Praise God. I've got a void place. A place where I miss talking with Jesus. Somebody among us here this morning, praise God, the Lord's a knocking at your door today. Do you hear His voice? Is there one soul that will respond to God this morning? Make your way to this altar today. We would love to pray with you. Is there one? Hallelujah. While we pray, saints of God, amen. Bear with me just for a moment. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is there one this morning that'll come? Amen. Let's talk it over with Jesus. Let's commune with Him today. Amen. Praise God. Is there any that will pray? Glory to God. Somebody that will come. Glory to God. Amen. Yes. Find your way. Come on. Amen. Find your way. Come on. Let's come and pray. Amen. Everyone that will, come on. Let's come and pray. Hallelujah. If you're backslidden away from God, we give you an invitation this morning. Come talk with Jesus. Amen. Come get acquainted with Him. Come on, friend. Come on. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, friend. Come on. Hallelujah.
And face that I cannot see.
Hallelujah.
I ask my dear Lord. Brighten the day.
Visitation from Jesus. That's all we need. That's all we need. Oh, hallelujah. Bless these souls, God. Bless these souls.
He whispers sweet peace to me. He whispers sweet peace to me. When I am cast down in spirit and soul, He whispers sweet peace to me. I could not go on.